Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello there. Welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast where we give you Broadway tips, Broadway tricks, Broadway advice. We gossip, we chat a lot, we ramble,
We
and to
yappers.
we yappers. And today is episode 25. My name is Michelle.
And I'm Skylar.
And we have been having a fan-freaking-tastic week.
Honestly, vibes are high, lady. High.
Very true. We finally, this week, broke our dry spell of seeing Broadway
Broke it.
shows. We broke it. We didn't just break it. We
We
cracked
saved.
it. We crumbled it up, and we threw it in the trash can, and we said,
Literally.
bye, bye, bye. Literally.
Literally.
So we'll get into that in a little bit about what happened this week. But before we get into that, today's topic, we're just gonna really be talking Broadway news. And we want to talk a little bit about like different points of views of different seats, how that makes a difference, you know, how things feel different when you see even like different casts. And also, we want to talk about something that we overheard at the stage door this week, which made us angry. But before we get into our little yapping session today, it's time for our usual hyperfixations, which now not only includes songs, also includes shows and books too, because we don't always listen to music, and that's okay.
And that's all right.
It's
That's
all right.
iconic. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I could go first.
Okay.
This week, I actually have a few different songs. We are back on Song Talk. Well, not Song Talk, it's not TikTok, but you know what I mean. I'm on the
Yeah.
song trail. My first hyperfixation song of the week is not really a song, it's actually a group.
Okay.
I have gotten back into Glee music. So in the number three spot of the week is Glee.
Just Glee.
I just Glee. I've been listening to a lot of the Glee recordings again, and let me tell you, that show was fire. Okay? Their
It
music,
was.
I really think that some of their music is better than the originals. And yes, I just said that. And if you don't agree with me, I don't care because
Like, which
I
song?
think some of them are better. My favorite Glee number of all time is the Start Me Up slash Living on a Prayer medley.
Oh, that's good. Weren't
Like,
they like high on something?
no, that's Halo slash Walking on
Oh,
Sunshine.
yeah.
But
That's so funny.
I love that one. I'm trying to think what other like specific songs I can give you. Let's see here. I'm opening up my Glee playlist.
That's a
Oh,
throwback.
you know what I've really been into this week? Faithfully, their cover of
Oh,
Faithfully.
stop. I love
Stunning.
that.
I also love their cover of
Stunning.
Uptown Girl. Let's see what else here.
Really?
Oh, Take Me or Leave Me, that cover I
Oh,
love.
yeah. I also always love the I Dreamed a Dream one.
Oh, well, that's because you're lame is girl.
With
But that one's
Idina
great though.
and
It
iconic.
And Dina was the perfect person to cast as Rachel Berry's
Right?
mother.
Like what? So good.
It's so good. I could give you all a million more Glee song recommendations if you want. Just message us on Instagram. But that's in the number three spot this week. It's just Glee.
Okay. That's a throwback.
Yeah.
Like,
Throwback.
damn.
In the number two spot this week, which is also going to be a throwback. I started listening again to Ally and AJ.
Oh my God.
So in the number two spot is The Chemicals React. Is it right? Is it wrong? You know that one. Yeah, both of us broken.
Probably.
You know
Yeah.
it.
I
You
just
know
always
it.
think of the potential breakup song.
Oh, that was my other option, potential breakup song.
Yeah,
This is
because
the
that's
potential breakup
so
song.
good.
So good.
That's a
What?
throwback.
We have a lot of throwbacks this week, but this next one is not really a throwback.
Okay.
So, Skylar, you
Yes.
blessed us the other night.
I did.
And you made a screen recording of
I
a
did.
TikTok of Liam Pierce singing It's My Life from Anne Juliet.
Yes.
That is in my number one spot, is specifically
So
him
good.
singing It's My Life.
Oh, he. I played it for my mom and she goes, "Is that Bon Jovi?" And I was like, "No, it's Liam."
Really?
She's like, "He sounds like Bon Jovi, the way that his voice was like rock." And that's what Romeo was missing.
I
Oh my
agree. And we're
God.
gonna get into it, but you should just message Liam on Instagram and see and be like, my mom thinks you sound like Bon
Yeah.
Jovi. I
She was like, "Holy moly, he sounds like Bon
bet you'll respond.
Jovi."
That's so funny.
So good. So good.
So yeah, that's my list for the week. We're back to music this week.
Do you have any shows or books?
Let's see. TV shows. I haven't watched Switch at Birth as much this week. I will say for a TV show, I've been hyperfixating over MasterChef.
Okay.
Specifically, I've been watching season 13. In regards to books, I haven't really been doing any reading, but I'm gonna throw in another option. A hyperfixation game.
Okay. Oh, yes. I know what
I
that's like.
started playing Roblox like the adult I am.
Oh, they're gonna say dress
Dress
to impress.
to Impress is Roblox.
Oh, I get so confused.
It's so Roblox is actually a bunch of like mini games, which I didn't realize, and Dress to Impress is one of the mini games
It's
on
in
there.
there.
And that
Okay.
is my hyperfixation game of the week. So no book this week, but Dress to Impress. I can't stop. I was playing it last night until about 2:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
I
That's cr how do you like I can't stay up that late. I went to bed at like what when I stopped answering you, like 9 o'clock. I was melatonin sleep
was
induced.
like first eating a cannoli and playing
Yeah,
Dress to Impress.
cannoli.
I literally had like two. I had bought a
Oh,
cannoli at a
cannoli.
bakery, and I was so excited to
So
eat my cannoli. I forgot about my cannoli. I took two bites of it, and I was like, "And now it's too late for the cannoli," and I threw it out. And I was like,
not the
"Man,
cannoli.
not the cannoli."
Not the cannoli. Well, that's a good week you've had.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problemo. So mine are at three. I don't know. I'm back in the Shrek hype. I think since we've been, yeah. So like this is our story. I've been listening to that a lot, which is like random.
That's so random. That's never the one I go to.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like when it like all the like characters are like yelling out, and then it goes, "It's never so special, makes us, oh, we are witches, we are fairies." Yeah, I love that. It's so good. I don't know. I feel like that song always circulates back for me, which is random.
That's a great one, though. That's a good choice.
Right? Iconic. At two is For Her from The Great Gatsby. But if you go on TikTok and look up Ryan McCartan's version,
Was waiting for that.
yeah, because holy, I need to see that man. I need to see him.
Any recording of him on TikTok from this show, I'm like drooling.
Literally, such a perfect replacement for Jeremy. Like such a
So
perfect.
perfect. Like, did you hear his recording of Past is Catching Up to Me from his opening night?
Yes.
It's
Oh,
insane.
his riffs are insane.
And
Like
the
I like that he's
octa.
making, yeah, and he's making it his own.
Yeah.
Because I kind of hate when people come in and they don't make it their own.
I agree. I like that it's not a copy of Jeremy.
Yeah. Like I just think he's the perfect replacement because Jeremy's hard to like go in after, and I think they casted that beautifully. I don't think anybody's complaining. At least I haven't seen.
I 100% agree.
So yeah, and then at number one, which is, oh, that's weird. I have Moving Too Fast from the last 5 years, which is Jeremy Jordan's version. I've been listening to that.
Hypocrite! There you are saying you can't dairy blah, 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 and then you have him in your first position.
I know.
Hypocrite!
I know. Isn't that bad? That's bad. I
That's
didn't realize
bad.
that as I was doing it. Yeah. But you know what? Okay,
That's worth it.
I
It's
listened to the For Her Jeremy Jordan version, but I will say that Ryan McCartan has me in a chokehold, so like that's kind of why. It's not, I'm not saying that Ryan's better. I'm just saying Ryan McCartan's got me in a chokehold. But I think last 5 years has come back into my rotation because I'm like stressed about the new version.
You have to memorize Jeremy, so when you go to listen to Nick in person, you hear Jeremy in your head.
Yeah, like that's what I'm like stressed about.
That's so
That's
funny.
tough. That's I really hope he proves us wrong, but
Wait, so you definitely have a hyperfixation book of the week.
I actually have two.
Oh.
So Onyx Storm, yes, I'm still reading it. I have like 100 pages left, so after this I will spend the rest of the day in my bed reading. But I also don't want it to end. Like I have this like hard time because like I want to know, but then I'm like, then this is it for a while with this series. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've been trying to like slow myself down, but like it is picking up pace and I'm stressed. But I also am listening, so an audiobook, The House of My Mother by Sherry Frankie. Do you remember that story with
No
the
idea.
eight passengers, a YouTube video, YouTubers, the mom that would videotape her kids who got arrested?
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Oh my God, you didn't see anything about that?
No, what are you talking about?
Okay, so there is this mom who has like eight kids, right? And they're like Mormons. And she got arrested for like child abuse, and her daughter wrote a book about it. So I've been listening to it. It is sickening. And like the harm of like filming your kid, like the harm of like putting your kid on social media and like all that in this book. So I've been listening to that.
Interesting. You know, I will say I always find it shocking when there are parents like on TikTok, for example, like they don't mind showing their 1-year-old, their 2-year-old, 3-year-old. Like you're exposing them to like so many like
Oh yeah. I
harmful
actually
things, harmful comments, predators, like.
there's actually well, two people now. There's one kid who was in my class, but then she moved. Her mom was a YouTuber. And like
Oh.
I was like and she would like videotape outside the school, and one time I went up to her, I was like, "Can you not like record me?" Like, 'cause she would record her kid coming in. I'm like, well, there's all these other kids around. I was like, you cannot do that here.
No, you have to blur their faces.
Yeah, because I would go on social media and then I was like, I was there. I was like, what the heck? I don't want people knowing where I work.
Oh, I don't like that. That
And
should, you could probably sue for something like that.
then
To be
another
honest.
one, there's another YouTube person now. The kid isn't in my class, it's in someone else's class. And he was videotaping like outside again. And got the license plate of like another teacher's car. Isn't that crazy?
Can't do that. You could sue.
Yeah, we were so mad. We're like, it's like privacy. But yeah, so if you're interested in that stuff, I kind of like to listen to like audiobooks. Like I did Rebel Wilson's audiobook, Britney Spears. I'll listen to those. But this one's really interesting and seeing like the dangers that come with social media and putting your kids on there when they don't want to be, let's say.
Well, that too. When they're that young, they have no control.
Yeah, so it's and it's wild to hear, like I'm also like into like the cults and like all that, listening to that. So it's a good one if you want like to learn something about all that. So yeah, those are my two
That's interesting.
hyperfixation.
That actually sounds very interesting.
Yeah, and I like listening to books like that because I have like a hard time maybe reading it, but also like the Sherry Frankie is reading the book. So you can and it's like honestly, it's an extreme trigger warning because like there was points where her voice would crack and you can hear she's getting upset, so I would have to pause it. But it's definitely like hearing her recount all that occurred in her life. It's wild.
Wow. That sounds great.
Yeah,
Do
definitely.
you have, yeah, go ahead.
I'm like 2 hours in. It's like a 7 hour book, so
Well, it's not bad.
yeah.
Do you have any song, shows of the week? I know you don't really watch TV shows as much,
No, I
but.
haven't watched anything. The only thing I put How I Met Your Mother on in the background. That's kind of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, those are our hyperfixations of the week. I think it was actually a very good week.
Yeah, look at this. All around.
We got good stuff going on. It's been a good week.
It's been a great week. We needed it.
We needed it. So, like I said, we're going to share our stories of what happened this week in a little bit. But first, we're going to do Broadway news now. So, one piece of Broadway news is that the Picture of Dorian Gray is offering some special ticket offers. It is a solo adaptation of Picture of Dorian Gray, and it's going to have 26 pairs of specially priced tickets when their box office open on February 3rd. And it's a 14-week limited engagement at the Music Box.
Do you want to see this?
I have no idea what Picture of Dorian Gray is about. I don't remember.
Was
Is it
it
a
a book?
book?
I think it was a book. Because I feel like, yes. Yeah, my sister loved the book.
That's not Edward Allan Poe, right?
No, Oscar Wilde.
But
My only
it's a one
concern.
woman show.
Yeah, that's my concern. It's like, what? Is she gonna like play different characters?
Probably.
I don't know.
The
Let's
Picture of
see.
Dorian Gray is the story of a beautiful young man who unknowingly makes a bargain to remain eternally youthful.
Well, the book is only 253 pages, so maybe I'll read it and let you know.
Yeah, let me know. It looks like I
Because.
see the website of it. It looks like they have like it's a lot of camera work, kind of similar to Sunset.
Okay. I don't know if I'm running to see this. Are
Yeah,
you?
no. Unfortunately, I don't think I am. I think it's not because I don't think this is a good piece. I think this actually could be a really good piece. I think it's more so I just don't like one woman, one man stuff. That's
Yeah,
just
that's
my
my
opinion.
concern. Yeah. And my concern is like, will it feel long when we're sitting there?
Yeah. And also, I know the two of us just don't ever really do good with plays.
Yeah. I think I would go if we got like really good pricing.
Yeah, we gotta keep an eye out.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want to go, if you're looking to go see it, definitely check that out because that could be a really awesome deal.
Yeah, I think it could be really cool.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And this one, I know Skylar in particular is very excited about it. As
I
you all
am.
probably know, they announced this week that they are doing a Hadestown pro shot of the original cast when they are in the West End this month.
Which makes sense. Like, completely makes sense. But you
We
know
guessed it on the podcast. We discussed
what?
it.
Yeah. But you know what I was thinking about the other day? I kind of feel bad for the original, like, West End cast. Because, like, why wouldn't they just do them? I don't know.
I think it's because the Broadway cast is who originated these roles and created the
Roles.
roles.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I've been thinking, I know we discussed it, I think, a little bit the other night,
Yeah.
but I feel about pro shots anymore. I feel like everyone is doing them since Hamilton. And I think it takes away some of the excitement of live theater. And it's like, I think you're going to first hurt ticket sales more because it's like, why do I need to go see this in person if I can just watch it at home?
Yeah. And I think Hadestown is such like Hamilton, everybody's kind of going to see no matter what. But Hadestown is not on a smaller scale, but I can't think of a better word. But you know what I mean? It's not like if tourists are coming, they're not like, oh, let's go see Hadestown. They're gonna see
True.
the big names first. So I don't know don't know. I'm excited about it because I'm excited to see Reeve and Eva and how they originated Orpheus and Eurydice. But I am concerned that pro shots are gonna like be like the new thing, and like it's kind of taking away from live theater a little bit.
I think it is 100%. I don't see why a person would go see Hadestown if they could watch it at home. But also, I feel like Hadestown in particular is a show that I think needs to be experienced in person.
Agree.
Sometimes the whole one of the whole parts of the show that's like the most intriguing is the very end with like the blackout and you see them lighting up and they're walking around the space and I don't know, I just feel like you're gonna lose that at home.
Yeah, and like when he's singing "Wait for Me" and he's going into the underworld, and the way the stage like changes.
Expands, yeah.
Yeah, like it's so cool witnessing that for the first time in theater. Like I'm gonna watch it because like we've seen Hadestown. I've seen it. Have I seen it four times? Three. Three.
I think so.
Three.
I saw it twice.
Yeah, three. So like I'm okay with that because I've seen all of it live, but I would, if I were you, listeners, if you've never seen Hadestown live, see it live before you watch the pro shot.
I agree.
Because seeing that and experiencing it live is better than sitting at home. And then you can watch the pro shot. Go ahead, but experience the insaneness of that show.
I completely agree.
Yeah. But I'm definitely concerned that it's going to be like the new thing. So,
We'll
yeah.
see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What's next in Broadway news?
Some Little Shop casting news, which we're so excited about.
Yay! Liz
Excited.
Gillies and Milo Manheim as C as Seymour and Audrey.
They
Such
needed this.
good casting.
Can we be honest for a second?
Yes.
The casting before wasn't great. The people before, I feel like they were too old for the roles.
I agree. I think this casting is going to be interesting because, obviously Liz is, I think, at least 10 years older than Milo. So I think you're going to have that same feeling of like Sarah Hyland with Andrew
Yes.
Feldman. And I'm
Which works
excited
so
about
well.
that. I
They
think it's going to
needed
work really
it.
well. And Milo has a great voice. Liz's voice is outstanding. I really want to hear her sing Somewhere That's Green.
Yeah, we need to go. We need to go.
100% need to.
Yeah, we're so excited
Go.
about this casting. I feel like that has been, we didn't want to go see Little Shop again. No hate to the other people, but now we're excited to go see it after seeing Andrew and Sarah Hyland. But yeah, another thing. Oh, what were you gonna
No, 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 go ahead, go ahead.
say? Okay, which this works for us because we it actually Cult of Love I think closes today or tomorrow. I think tomorrow it closes, so we
Oh,
weren't able to
really?
get there. Yeah, and I know we discussed it, but they are doing a film adaptation of it, so at least we can see it that way.
Is it a it's a film, not a pro shot?
It says film adaptation, but I'm assuming, I don't know, I'm assuming it's on the stage.
I don't know. See, it's a, if it's a pro shot again, I'm so over these pro shots, but I don't
Screen
know.
adaptation of family drama.
Oh, so it's a film. I wonder if they're going to cast Shailene in the film
They should.
as the same role.
They should just cast everybody.
I
So
guess we'll
that's
have to keep an eye
exciting.
out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some other news. They released some of the first footage from the New York City Center production of Urinetown.
I'm so excited.
They had a little clip of like Kela Seidel singing "It's a Privilege to Pee," for example. I tried not to watch too much because I don't want to be spoiled.
Me too. I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah, the thing is, the two of us know nothing about Urinetown, like at all.
Which I'm so excited to figure it out.
Yeah, me too. Because I know a lot of people love this show, and I'm like, I want to understand the hype.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Me
I'm
too.
like beyond.
Yeah, so we are gonna be seeing that soon. So we will obviously keep you guys posted with how that goes.
You'll definitely review it, probably, right? That'll
Oh,
be
for
cool.
sure. Yeah, I want to talk about that one. I think it's gonna be great. I'm excited.
I'm excited to see Jordan Fisher again. And also Rainn Wilson. I keep forgetting he's in it.
No, I thought he's not in it anymore. Oh
He's
no,
not?
Taron Killam left. Taron Killam.
Hmm.
What else in Broadway news? They released some footage of the Jonathan Larson pro oh my God, I cannot talk. The Jonathan Larson project. They performed One of These Days and SOS. And it is an off-Broadway show about, the late Rent composer. I thought that the rehearsal footage looked pretty good. I don't know if I'm personally too interested in the show, but I feel like you probably will be because you like Rent.
Yeah, I kind of really want to go. I also love Andy Midas. Midas, is that how you say it?
Mantis?
Yes, I saw him as Marius like 3 out of the 5 times when I saw Christmas Carol.
Oh, wow.
And I love his voice. And watching the video, because I watched it this morning, I was like, oh, he sounds incredible. It just looks like an interesting, like almost like a concert type, right?
Is it?
I don't know. That's what from the rehearsal looks like to me, but I don't know if it is. I could be lying. But it looks like interesting. I would definitely go if like they have a lottery or something. I just love how they're keeping Jonathan Larson's name alive. And I think
Yeah.
like they need to do that for Gavin Creel too. It's
Yeah, I
so
agree.
important to
I wonder what
especially like
they.
newer generations too. Who might not know who Jonathan Larson is? It's really cool.
That's true. I wonder what they could do for Gavin Creel.
Yeah. I hope they do things. I hope they like name something after him on Broadway.
Maybe like one of the theaters, like rename it.
Something.
We'll
Maybe
see.
like an
I feel like,
off-Broadway.
yeah, I feel like they would do something.
It is a concert. It is a concert.
Well, that's kind of interesting, actually.
It would be
Are they
probably.
doing music from Rent, or is it like
I think
just
it's.
like original music?
I think it's his lost songs. Like all
Oh.
that haven't. Yes. So it's hours of cassette tapes of undiscovered songs, piles of scripts that had never been produced, and many personal letters, photos, journals, and all that. So that's really cool, actually.
Yeah, that
So
actually
it's
sounds
all
very
new.
interesting. Wow.
Yes.
I'll go to that.
Yeah, definitely. Let's definitely look into that. It's a 16-week. It's at the Orpheum Theater. Where is that?
The
Second
Orb.
up.
Yeah.
Huh. It's
Now,
only 16 weeks.
please, we gotta look up tickets. We gotta look it up. I would go. I bet there's gonna be a
Yeah.
lottery. We gotta look. Or a rush.
We can go on my birthday.
Maybe we'll do that. This last piece of Broadway news pisses me off.
Me too.
Okay, So, Erika Jayne, I don't know if everyone saw, but she extended her run in Chicago, and now she's also doing a paid meet and greet where you can buy premium tickets to meet her after the show. That pisses me off. This is Broadway. This is not a
Right?
concert. This is not an opportunity for VIP meet and greet. Like, the whole point is to stage door and have that be free. Like, the fact that
Isn't that
you're
sick?
charging people now for this,
And is she pocketing the money?
I don't know. She probably has some sort of deal with the producers of Chicago where they split it.
It
But
makes me not want to support.
yeah, I wouldn't go.
No.
That pissed me off when I heard about that.
It's Broadway. Like, it's literally Broadway. Why are we charging for meet and greets? That's sickening.
It's actually sick.
It takes away from Broadway too. Now you're gonna have people whooping and hollering in the audience.
Oh, I can't handle that.
I
It's
can't.
not a concert. It's a Broadway freaking
I don't like that. It's just like literally scummy. Like that, sorry, that's my new favorite word. Like, I don't know. To me, it makes me so angry as Broadway people because, like, ugh,
I think
it's
it's
not a
sleazy.
concert, right? It's like you're looking for
Sleazy.
more money somehow. And
So
people who pay for
sleazy.
that, come on, people, come on, don't do it.
I hope they don't. I hope they don't. I don't even think, to be honest, that she's a big enough name to deserve that.
No, and nobody has ever done it before, right?
Not that I've seen. No, this is brand new, and I don't understand. It must have been something that when she was negotiating to extend her contract in Chicago, she said, "Well, I need to like make more or something." And they probably thought, "Well, let's do this in order to be able to make more money."
Yeah, I don't like it.
Something about it feels sleazy to me, so I really hope no one supports that.
Yeah, I don't like it. She's really just a housewife of, she's a reality TV star. Why are we doing that?
Like Alyssa Milano didn't do that when she was in it a month ago. Like that's a big celebrity.
It's like Joey, if Joey Fatone
Yeah,
did
Joey
that.
didn't
I
do
don't
it.
know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
It really bothered me.
Yeah. All right, you ready to yap, lady? You ready for
Let's do
this?
it. It's time to
We yappers.
yippity yippity yappy yap.
Yap our way through this.
First, I think what we need to tell everybody is that this week, the way we broke our dry spell is by seeing Sunset Boulevard and Juliet.
So good.
So
Iconic.
freaking good. The
You
best
know
two
what?
shows to start the year with.
We kept saying that Sunset or The Outsiders should be our first show, and it happened. And it happened on luck. We won lottery for Sunset,
So Skylar somehow won the lucky seat lottery,
which we
which
never do.
we never win. It's always you're on the waiting list or you just lose lucky seat. It is the hardest of the lotteries to win by
Yeah.
far.
Well, have we ever? Book of Mormon, I think, was the only one.
I
Yeah.
think so. Yeah. So Skylar won that. That was what night was that? Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And then we were like, you know what? Let's try and see what we could get for Thursday. Maybe we could see another show. And the two of us really wanted to see Anne Juliet with Joey Fatone in it right now. And probably D'Amelio's also in it. And it's like a brand new cast right now.
Yeah.
We were so curious to compare and contrast. But we said if we go, we want really good seats. Somehow, I go on the rush. Skylar and I can't get in on today ticks. It's
Yeah.
like 9:04. I get in, orchestra, front row.
Like, what? I still can't believe it.
It was our dream seats on the left side of the audience where Shakespeare really interacts with the audience a lot. And it was a dream come true.
I'm still shocked. Like, literally, I could not get in for the life of me. And we both watched the countdown. So we're like, what the
Yeah.
heck?
And it took a while to get in, but I can't believe we got front row. Like, I won't get over that. Like, these were
No.
our dream seats for Anne Juliet, especially with this cast.
Yeah, and like if you want to know what our view looked like, go on our TikTok because we posted the bows. Oh my God. I keep watching the video because I'm in shock that
I
we
thought the
sat there.
video was going to explode bigger on TikTok. It's like the golden view. I cannot believe it hasn't. But like, it is
Insane.
like, I can't believe, and I will never get over being that close to Joey Fatone. I'm
No.
sorry. But let's first start with one show at a time. So one of the big things we want to talk about is how, different casting and the views from your seat really make a difference for certain shows. I think for both of these shows in particular, it made a big difference for us.
Yes.
So, starting with Sunset, we did see pretty much the same cast as the original cast. We saw Tom, we saw Nicole. The biggest difference was there was an understudy on as Betty and an understudy on as Artie. But I think. And they were all, everyone was fantastic. I particularly loved the understudy for Betty. I know you did too.
Yes.
Which I think made us appreciate their love story more in the show.
Yeah, it was more realistic almost. Like you felt it more, their acting wise, I guess.
They played off each other, I think, actually better. But in particular, with Sunset, what was interesting was the different point of view of the seats.
Yes.
So our seats were located in rear mezzanine, row O, center, like dead center, which we've never had.
No, we love our orchestra, like where Tom comes in, and we've sat there
Ooh.
twice now.
Ugh, Beth, we
And
were on the aisle once.
then the first time we saw, we were in the mezz, but we were further down, but we were still on that left side.
Yeah, we've never been on the right and we've never been in the center.
Yeah.
It was interesting, and we both said this the other day to each other. Being in the center, we both noticed lighting cues
Yes.
that we've never seen before, and we realized how much the lighting is important for this particular production. Like
Yes.
it added so much more depth to the show.
Like, even like when Joe is sitting in the chair, the lighting was like so like a cylinder, I don't know,
Like a thin
like a
cylinder.
thin, yeah. And I was like, dang, that's cool.
Yeah, and also there's another part where they were being lit from like underneath, and you see their shadows like on the side. And
Yes.
there was even a part where the camera is lighting Nicole, but the stage is pitch black, but the camera's lighting her, and she has a shadow that's projecting of her like going crazy on the actual wall of the theater, which I've never seen before.
No. And another thing we've never seen is when she's singing As Long As We Never Say Goodbye. Yeah.
As if we never said goodbye,
As
yeah.
if. We never noticed the ensemble is behind her the whole time.
Never. Well, we've never been in an angle where you could see Joe getting out of the body bag.
Oh yes. And that what was she saying? With One Look, where it almost the lighting looked like almost like angel wings. It was so cool. The lighting cues were insane. If they don't win something,
The lighting
I'll be
should win.
shocked.
But it's just interesting to see how different seats and point of views I think really do impact your view of the show. Because I went in thinking, okay, this is our fourth time seeing it. Like we know the show, like how is it gonna surprise us right now? It's just we're
Yeah.
going because we love the show. And we were both like left like with a whole new perspective.
It was so cool. It was so cool. And like, I still feel like I could go again and still find those little things, which I love. Like, we even noticed
Yeah.
that that married couple are like making out during the backstage when Benny and Joe are singing. We never noticed that before.
Never.
Yeah.
I never noticed that. Even the way they did the Sunset Boulevard walkthrough, there were like little different things this time. You said you
Yeah.
never noticed before, and I never noticed it either. I didn't notice it this time. You brought it up that the way it starts is Joe's watching Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, I never noticed that until this time.
It's just so interesting that we really like, I don't know, like, I think, I like being on the left side, especially the orchestra, because you see him walking back in from Sunset Boulevard. But I almost feel like us being on the left side, we missed a lot. And
Yeah.
I also think because maybe we didn't notice some of these things because we were so distracted with being so excited for him to walk down the aisle.
Oh, you're so right. Definitely, that makes sense because we were like unwell,
We were just like
making
waiting for him to
sure.
like be next to
Yeah, literally, you're so right. Yeah, no, definitely. I think our next seats though are like center orchestra
Yeah, that's what I want.
somehow.
I want to
That's
be
what I
close.
want. I want to see it again. I still want to see Mandy and Tom together.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how they play off of one another. I saw that
Yeah.
the Mandy Diego comment, like combo was on again, I think this past week.
That's amazing. That combo is great 'cause it's like creepier 'cause he looks so young.
And he is so young. He just graduated college like last year. Like he's young.
Could you imagine kissing Mandy Gonzalez?
No.
No, I mean like as like your first Broadway role.
Oh, well, I mean, well, yeah, he's probably freaking out.
That's
But
insane.
I don't know. I mean, like, there's so many actors I
I know, it's just insane.
would.
Like your first Broadway show and you're literally kissing Mandy
That is true.
Gonzalez.
Actually, think about it. Imagine your first Broadway show and you're paired with Aaron Tveit. Stellar.
Bye. I would pass the fuck away. Oop, sorry.
Who
My bad.
would I pass? Who would I pass out from? Mike
Like an
Feist.
older gen, Mike Feist. He's not even that old. He's our age.
Yeah, I would pass out though. I would pass out.
Like it has to be so surreal. Like, you know what I
You
mean?
know he was like my first ever real Broadway crush and always will be.
I think mine was Aaron Tveit. Man. Yeah, so that was great. It was iconic.
Iconic. And then with Anne Juliet, so we've sat in the mezzanine, which
We
we do not
hated.
like. We hated the
Yeah.
mezzanine.
It
And
didn't,
then
like, we didn't appreciate the show. We were
no,
more annoyed.
you feel so far back and so separated from the show and not included. But also in the mezzanine of Anne Juliet, like especially the night we went, it was such a bad crowd. Everyone was filming or like singing, and it just like was very uncomfortable up there.
Yeah.
And then the next time we went together, we sat in like the center orchestra, like a few rows back. That was really cool. But I remember when we saw that show that time, we were like, oh, like I want these corner left seats because you see them really interacting. And that's what we got.
Yeah, that's insane. We manifested that.
It
Like,
made the biggest difference.
I fell in love with the show.
I think it's in my top like 10 right now, like by far. Maybe it's like
You
6 or 7 place for
were,
me right now. I have fallen so deeply in love with the show more than ever before. We literally had full-on interactions with Drew Gelling and Alison Luft during the show. Like
so funny.
at one point, Drew Gelling's like standing in front of us and he was doing something funny, and the two of us were laughing so hard that he noticed, and then he started laughing with us and was just like looking at us during it.
Well, because it was during the scene where it's Romeo's funeral, and the guy came over to him and was crying, and he goes, "So emotional." Drew said to us, he's like, "So emotional, right?" And we're dying of laughter. He's the most incredible Shakespeare.
Incredible.
Like,
I don't
we
think.
saw Stark Sands, and honestly, sorry, Stark, but Drew is that.
I'm gonna say something controversial.
Go off, queen.
I wish that this current cast was the original Broadway cast. I
Me
found the
too.
show to be funnier. I thought that the acting was more realistic. Like, for example, with Liam as Romeo, and you said this to me, and I agree. For the first time ever, we felt sympathy for him. His
Yes.
acting as Romeo was so brilliant, and the comedic timing just made so much sense. But you feel sorry for him.
Yeah, especially that scene where they're about to sing One More Try. And the way he was like wringing his hands together, like that nervousness, I guess this is like wringing, right? I like was like, oh my God. Even like that got me, because I almost cried, because I was like, I felt it in the way he used his physical acting, but also the tone of his voice too. He did such an incredible job. But I also say that when Alison Luft was talking about, losing her kids, when Anne was talking about that,
I've
like
never felt
losing,
so emotionally hurt by that part.
right? And the way that she was like staring out when Shakespeare was talking to her, I was like, I've never felt that with all the Annes that we've seen. If we've been close with the we were in orchestra with the other Anne, the understudy, but Alison Luft really makes you feel sorry for Anne in that moment, like a
Yeah, like
grieving mother.
very true. And it makes you realize, I think, that like really Anne is like the main character of the show. Like, and it's really about her emotional journey and her and Shakespeare like recovering as a couple.
Yes.
Which I feel like the other Anne's always felt like a background character
Yeah,
to
you're
me in a
so
sense,
right.
or a comedic relief. But here she had layers, the character.
And they are recovering. Yes, they are a recovering relationship of Losing so much and then coming back. Wow. And Juliet has depths to it. I don't think people realize.
I don't think either. And, I will even say Joey Fatone as Lance. Now,
Yes.
I understand that obviously it's stunt casting, but his acting was on another level. Like, I felt for the first time, I felt like the love that the character Lance has for his son. And I never felt that with the other Lance. Like, it always just felt like an angry father. But here you could tell that, like, and I kept thinking this to myself during the show, Lance really just wants what's best for Francois, and Francois
Yeah.
does not see that. And they just have a lot of miscommunication going around. But it's really for the first time I felt like sorry, even for him as a dad. Like, he was really just trying his best to give his son a good life.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I agree. I haven't felt that way until we saw it this time. There was like
Yeah.
so many different layers of things. And I like at the end when Shakespeare and Anne are together and he like bops her on the nose, like cute little
Yeah.
like under like it's simple things like that where you're like, okay, they're really trying.
Like, you feel like the characters are really in love.
Yeah.
Even for the ending, it was the first time I really felt like happiness for Romeo and
Right?
Juliet when they decide to give things another try.
Yeah.
And in the past, I was just kind of like, okay, like, fill them back together. I don't know. I just felt like, I don't
This
know.
cast, it was the casting makes a difference. And you know what, too? We were laughing as if we've never seen it before.
Well, because their acting choices with the way that they pronunciated certain lines were, to be honest, were funnier than the way the
Yes.
original cast said it. You know, even, and I don't want this to come off weird. But even in regards to Romeo, also, you know, one of the whole parts of the show is that you find out he slept with all these women and everything,
Yeah.
right? I never understood, like, the sex drive part of Romeo, like, with the past casting. This was the first time I was like, oh, yeah, I see what all these women and men see in
Yes,
Romeo.
I understand what you mean. That's sex appeal.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree completely. I think, as an audience member, it's like you want to connect to the story, and I think we had a hard time with the other Romeo. Like, he was a great singer, actor, but that sex appeal, you're like, oh, okay, like, I guess people want to get with him. But Liam definitely, like, embodied that rock star vibe of
Yeah.
Romeo.
Even the way he growled, like while singing,
Yes.
it was just like, oh, this, like the what you said earlier, like you thought you were watching Bon Jovi at a concert and you were like, holy
Fangirling.
wow.
Yeah, like groupies almost. And that's what Romeo was lacking, that rock star voice and vibe. And
Actually,
also,
well, hold on, go first and then I'll talk. Yeah, go first.
I was just gonna say he's really tall. It's not that
Oh.
important.
No, I was gonna say in regards to groupies, you know, that just reminded me of our interaction with Allison. 'Cause what was happening during It's My
Yes.
Life, I think the two of us became groupies. We were like,
We were whooping it
we were
up,
whooping
yeah.
it up. And you know, she's supposed to be so pissed about what's happening. She ran up to the two of us and she goes, "Don't applaud for them. Don't applaud for them." And the two of us started being like, "Oh,
We're so sorry. We're like, funny, so hot. Like,
I'm sorry.
that's so funny. She literally ran over, too.
I'm sorry. We apologize." She ran over to the two of us because she heard us whooping.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's so funny. But you know what, also a choice that Liam made, sorry. You know when he's getting lowered down during the Since You've Been Gone song, when he's sitting and he's getting lowered, the other Romeo like sobbed, crying, and Liam just looked like confused, like, what is going on? Like, oh my God. Like internalizing it more, which made
Yeah.
more sense to me and gave it that more, I won't say masculinity, but maybe
I could
of
see that.
Romeo, because I guess Romeo is toxic masculinity, like the character. So, like, I might be overthinking it, but in that moment, like, would Romeo cry in front of everybody like that? Probably not. I think Liam did a great job in showing his just confusion and like despair without like sobbing.
I agree. You know, I think even this ensemble was a bit stronger. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, and they were funnier. Like the, for example, the actress that plays Benvolio,
Oh my
like, that
God.
was hilarious. The size difference between
The
her and Romeo just
so
like
funny.
elevated it to another level.
That was so
He
funny. She
was getting on his knees to be eye level to her
but
when they were
then he
chatting.
still looked huge next to her. I was like, what is going on? This is so funny.
It was so
Yeah,
funny.
that was great.
But even the dancing was just like on another level this time. You know, I think also being in the front row, I don't know about you, but I felt this like our seats vibrating every time they were dancing
Yes.
really hard. And it was just like you felt like you were in the story.
I was trying so hard not to dance.
Me too.
I love the breakdown of oh my gosh. I can't feel my face, that song.
Oh, it's so
And when they
good.
break down the I'm like, I'm always like, I can't dance for the life of me, but I'm always like, I want to so badly.
It was so good. I just like, you know, like I, what did we rate Anne Juliet when we
Oh, that's a
reviewed it?
good question. Let me look that
Hold
up.
on.
Because I feel like it would go way higher.
I think for me now it's a 10 out of 10. Like, let's see. We
Okay.
rated it. We both were an 8.87.
That makes sense. I would
I
say
think
probably
it's,
9
I think
now.
it's at least a 9, maybe a 9.5.
Yeah. So
I
good.
really
I
love it.
love it.
I think it's in my top 10 shows.
Honestly, same. It's just like, I felt so happy. Like, even today, like, every time I think about it, or I was like telling people about it, because they always ask, like, at work, like, how was the show? I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy right now. I was like, just like showing and be like, yeah, like, this happened. Like, I just felt so alive. And that sounds so dramatic, but
No, but
like,
it's true. You know what?
so
Also,
much more.
like, you know how you could tell the two of us love the show? We were at intermission and we turned to each other and we were like, so are we coming back next week?
Yes, we were literally like planning out when we should rush again because we were like, I want to come back.
And I want to see this cast.
Yes, like if somebody announces they're leaving, we're going like a million times before then. Because really,
100%.
this cast is superior, and it really makes a difference. Like the way we're talking about it now, everyone should go listen back to when we talked about Anne Juliet and see the differences.
Yeah. There's major changes. Like, I mean, it's not like changes, but like, I'm sorry, but the cast makes a difference. The same way the seats made a difference for Sunset, I think at Anne Juliet, the cast made a difference.
Definitely. Do you want to talk about the two stories we have from both nights of audience members? Let's start with Sunset because this was a little upsetting to us.
So
Yeah.
it was during like, well, first of all, there was a lot of things with the audience that night that was messed up. For example, the lady in front of us was on her phone like
Yeah.
multiple times during the show, which really bothered us. But
Full brightness too, people, full brightness.
at the very end of the show, when Nicole was like, I'm the greatest star, there was a woman behind us that kept saying, yes, you are, honey, that's right. And you could tell that they just kept doing it to kind of get laughs.
Yeah, I think I understand that Nicole was a pussycat doll, but you're at a Broadway show, and this show is so serious. Like, she's literally in psychosis right now. And you're yelling, yes, queen, yes. Like, what? Wrong place. And this person was doing it throughout the whole show.
And it was very uncomfortable. And then it kind of got worse because everyone's trying to enjoy the end of the show and they just keep going thinking that they're funny.
Yeah.
And it ended up they were doing it at one point and a guy yelled, "Shut up!"
And then
And
someone.
then someone else who was sitting near us was like, "Thank you, thank you."
Which honestly, I wanted to say, but I'm so happy I didn't because.
Well, explain what happened after the show, because I was getting my coat on and Skylar overheard
Was
A
getting my
little bit of
coat.
drama.
Yeah, so I feel like lately I've been like hyper aware of like everything going on, but I saw this person go up to the two girls that were literally behind us and asked if they were the ones that said thank you. And I think they thought that he was like she it was a woman, sorry. She was like on their team, like happy. Like you know what I mean? Like happy that they said thank you. I think those girls thought that, but
Wait.
he
Oh.
like 'cause they were like, yes, we did. And I think she thought that they were on dick. Like, you
Oh.
know what I
You
mean? That
think
she.
they thought like the happy was for like.
For saying thank you.
Oh, I
Because they were
see.
like, the way that they say yes, I was like, uh-oh. And then she goes, well, don't you ever dim my light. And they're like, what?
I didn't know
Like,
she said that.
yeah, she's like, I'm trying to have a good time, and if you ever don't you ever do that again, or else like you'll get slapped or something. Yeah.
About that part.
Yeah. So I think she thought that they were on like the same team, and then it just like backfired.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what happened at the theater. And there was no ushers to be found, which I think, thank God it didn't escalate. Because that's a little concerning, because there was nobody to like, you know, swoop in that moment. Because could you imagine if she did
Yeah.
slap them? Like
Oh my
what?
God. We were right. We were in the row right in front of them. We probably
Yeah.
would. And she also kept giving us death stares. I think she was trying to figure out if it was us who said it first, because she knew it was like some sort of girls. And I think she assumed it was one of these two pairs. So I'm happy
Yeah.
that the other girls like walk came forward, because I was like, I'm not gonna get yelled for someone else's
No, and then she
issue.
sat back down. I wonder if she was trying to find the person that said shut up and then to go up to them. But I can't imagine being that confrontational over, like, you were in the wrong.
You were in the
Like,
wrong. You
you're
were
at
screaming
Broadway.
out during a Broadway show, "Yes, yes, Queen, that's right. You are the greatest star. You are." And it's like, it's the most serious part of the show where she finally cracks before shooting Joe, and like, this is when you're doing it. Like,
Yeah, it's like she's literally in psychosis. Like, this woman is literally in psychosis, and you're yelling, "Yes, queen." Like, are you like stupid?
it was in poor taste.
Oh my God, it was insane.
So that was the first thing that happened.
Yes.
Then at Anne Juliet, so the two of us, first of all, it's really funny. Skylar and I did not discuss going to the stage door at Anne Juliet, but we were just so in love with the show, the two of us left the theater and like floated to the stage door.
Literally levitated to the stage door. Usually we discuss, but we both just like walked.
Yeah. And you know, we don't really want a stage door too much anymore, but we just like couldn't help it. But
Yeah, we literally discussed that last time about stage door.
yeah, but we were online at the stage door, and there are these two girls next to us in these giant fur coats.
Yeah, literally. That's important to
Yeah,
know.
well, because it kind of gives you an idea of personalities.
Yeah.
And this one girl is like, "How do I like not have the ensemble sign it? Like, I don't want their signatures."
We both snap our heads to each other when because we both heard it at the same time. We're like, no.
No. She's like, "Is it rude of me to say no to them and tell them no thank you?" Like to her friend. And I was just like, "What?"
What
And
is happening?
then what Skylar sees is the ensemble goes to walk over to her to sign, and her friend pretend like they're talking and in deep conversation and hide their playbills so that they don't get the ensemble signatures.
The way we bit our tongues, it is sickening. And then they wouldn't let them ensemble members sign the front of the playbill. They opened it up.
Yeah, if they did like get stopped by the
And
ensemble.
even they did this to the legendary Alison Luff. Sickening. She's
Actually sick.
Broadway royalty. And they did that.
They kept saying, these girls kept talking about the guys in the show and who they thought was hot or not. I think they just wanted like the lead guys' signatures. I think they wanted Drew, Liam, and Joey.
Joey. But like, okay, so don't do that. The ensemble members work so hard and they deserve to sign playbills.
With this
They
show in
work.
particular, there would be no show without the ensemble.
Yeah, and they're on stage like the whole time. When you think about it,
They never get a
Barely.
break. The whole pre-show is the ensemble.
Like, I could not believe we heard that. Like, I still can't believe we heard that talking today. Don't ever do that, people. Let them sign your playbills. God.
And you know what? You should be thankful that they're coming out because not everyone comes out. Liam did not come out. Joey did not come out. Drew did not come out. But the ensemble
No.
came out to meet you. So be
Yeah,
thankful.
literally. It was very disheartening. And in that moment, I realized there's a sharp difference between people who stage door like us who, love Broadway. Like when Allison Love came, Michelle saved me. I couldn't talk.
Oh my God, I've never seen you so starstruck.
I love that woman. I just think she, like when we saw her in Tommy, like she's incredible. Like
Oh my
acting
God.
wise, singing wise,
Her range.
incredible. But like that's the difference between like we know who she is and they have no idea, and they did that. They snobbed her. I don't know.
Somehow I was able to say to Allison Luff, like, you were fantastic in the show. We absolutely love your voice. I
Yeah.
don't know how I got that out.
I don't know either. You saved us because I went completely mute.
You were gone. You were
I
like
was
hiding.
gone. I was gone. I was so gone. But yeah, so that was upsetting.
That really, more than anything, really
Yeah.
bothered me.
Yeah, definitely. But overall, we had an incredible week, and we have an incredible week coming up too.
I'm
Like,
so excited for this week.
this is our month. I feel it in our bones.
Yeah, so you guys will see what we're doing this week as we release it to the public for knowledge.
Yeah.
But we have a very exciting and busy week ahead.
We're booked and busy. Definitely
We,
follow us on TikTok because we'll be
yeah,
very active.
we'll be having live updates there, live updates on
Yeah.
Instagram. So if you are not following us on there, once again, we are on TikTok at Love Letters to BUA with one Y. At Love Letters to BUA with two Ys on Instagram because one Y wasn't available. I'm sorry, but it's just the way it was.
Yeah.
And follow us on YouTube. We've been posting shorts on there. We're actually taking a lot of our TikToks and uploading it there just in case something ever happens again. But also, these podcast episodes get uploaded to YouTube automatically and it's easy for
Yeah,
you to
that's
find.
cool. Yeah.
So follow us on YouTube at Love Letters to Broadway. And once again, for all business inquiries, you can reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, we are at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. We can be reached 24/7. I don't sleep. As I told you, I was playing Dress to Impress until 2:30 a.m. But Skylar wakes up at 5 a.m. and
Yeah.
she'll be able to reach her this week.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I get so tired.
I don't know either. I don't know. I was like wide awake. Maybe I was having a sugar high from the two bites of a cannoli.
Oh, maybe. That makes sense. I was done. I read my book and I was like, yeah, I'm done for today, and went to sleep.
What are you gonna do this week? So there's a chance that Skylar may be sleeping over this week. What are you gonna do? Because I don't sleep and you fall asleep at like 9.
Well, in foreign places, not like your apartment isn't foreign, but you know what I mean? Like sleeping, I probably won't sleep well.
Okay.
Like I'm already like mentally preparing myself. I'll probably bring my melatonin.
Bring what you need. Are you gonna be waking up at like 5 a.m. in my house?
No, but probably like 7. No, we have
Okay.
to leave by that. Oh,
Oh
whatever.
God. Oh
Yeah, so
God,
maybe
that's
we will be
early.
waking up at 5 a.m.
Oh my God. I may have to actually sleep this week.
Yeah, I'll bring extra melatonin.
Be
It's
fine.
the dreams are wild though. Melatonin dreams? Wild.
Oh God.
Yeah. They're
Dream
fun
about your
though.
Broadway boys.
Yeah, exactly.
On that note,
And that's for my head only. You weirdos posting weird things on TikTok
oh,
about
speaking of
spinning.
weird, we Okay, one weird thing before we end this podcast. Do not ask cast members really creepy questions. We saw a
Yucky.
woman post a video. She asked Kevin William Paul what it feels like to be spit on by Brody every night. And before he could even answer it, she was like, "It must be really hot, is it? It's really hot."
Gross.
What the actual F-U-C-K?
What is wrong with people? No, I would never ask them that. That's sickening.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever, like.
Like, I feel like
We should vet everybody's conversations before they say it. Like,
Yeah.
text us, we'll tell you yes or no, and then don't do it if we say no.
Yeah,
Because what is happening?
ask us what we think. Oh, and by the way, something new that we started doing this week. We started going live on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
So, you can ask us there. Say, I'm going to go to the stage door. Is this a creepy question? And we will let you know.
We'll give you an honest opinion. Asking about spitting is disgusting. Don't even. What is
And
wrong with you?
insinuating that it's hot for the men to spit on each other?
Yeah,
Like, are you joking me?
like what is wrong with you? It's not even funny. It's not flirty. It's just plain weird and creepy. So cut it out. Cut
Very
it.
creepy. Cut it out, as they quote from
Literally.
Full House.
Literally. But yeah.
Well, anyway, once again, I'm Michelle.
And I'm Skylar.
And this has been Love Letter number 25.
25 people. Have a great week. We will. Ha ha.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.